I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sri Lanka's floodwaters are receding, revealing the damage left in the wake of Cyclone Ronu. Asian Access's Joe Hanley says
they're estimating, at least the last I've seen, over $2 billion of damage that's occurred across the country.
Even though thousands of evacuees are returning home, the question is there a home to return to? Fortunately, A2's Sri Lankan partners know what to do and when. They got their trial by fire in 2004 with the Indian Ocean tsunami.
So these churches have been reaching out in the midst of this disaster, and many of their friends, family, communities have been hit. So they're trying to come alongside, provide shelter, food, encouragement, emotional healing in the midst of the pain.
And until we get more details on what they need, would you please be praying for A2 Sri Lanka? And here's your chance to become a book missionary. Christian Resources International is a ministry dedicated to bringing used Bibles and Christian books around the world. CRI's Jason Wolford.
We encourage people around the United States to send in their Bibles and Christian books to us, and then we take those Bibles and books and we get them in the hands of people around the globe free of charge.
Wolford says a shipment's on its way to Kenya, where it'll be used for pastoral training and ministry. And he knows just how effective these materials can be.
We've recently got a wonderful story from a gentleman in Kenya thanking us for the first time in 60 years of being a Christian that he was able now to read out of his own Bible due to the faithfulness of people that are listening.
Want to become a book missionary yourself? You can learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.